有一本书叫做《正义》。
There's a book titled Justice.
它副标题叫做《一场思辨之旅》。
It is a. It talks about the journey of pondering, of reflections.
它是哈佛大学一个教授所撰写的。
It is written by a professor in the University of Harvard.
他把这几年社会上所发生的一些事件，把它做一个整理。
And he wrote down the currents and the happenings that it's in this world.
每一项事件，他要做简单的一个分析。
And every occurrence or incident that happened, he did an analysis.
剩下的就由读者去思考什么叫做正义。
So the rest is up to the readers to determine and decide what justice meant to them.
所以整本书都叫我们去思考。
So the whole book allows people to reflect and ponder.
所以从他本这本书提出两个他说的事件。
So from this book, he mentioned two incidents.
首先，他做一个假设性的问题。
First, he asked a very rhetorical question.
他说，如果你是一个电车的驾驶员。
If you are a driver of an electric car,
你在开电车的行进间，忽然发现刹车系统坏掉了，停不下来。
And when you're driving this bus, you notice the brakes system failed and it did not stop.
又刚好遇到分岔路。
And you happen to come to an intersection.
右边有五个工人在施工。左边有一个工人在施工。
There's five people on your right-hand side working, and there's one worker on the left-hand side.
如果你是司机，你要往右还是往左
？If you're the driver, would you sway towards the right or to the left？
也就是你要在瞬间决定，你要撞死五个人，还是要撞死一个人
？So in that seconds of the time frame that you have to decide whether to crash five people or one person.
自己去发。去思想发挥哈。
This is open for your own interpretation and decision.
里面有很多的探讨问题。
There's a lot of thought-provoking questions in the book.
先讲一个它里面讲一个实例啊，一个实际的案件。
He talks about a real case scenario.
2004年。
And 2004.
美国南部佛罗里达州遇到飓风。
There is a great storm and wind occur in the state of Florida.
那一次飓风扫过之后，死了22个人。
And after the storm has passed, it killed 22 people.
损失110亿美元。
And there's damages cost $1.1 million.
这里面当这个飓风扫过之后
，And with this great hurricane swept past.
很多人的家园就毁了。
Many people's houses are destroyed.
所以要重新整理家园。
They have to start once again rebuild their own house.
那个时候刚好是夏天。
And it happened during the time of summer.
所以天气很热。
So the weather was hot.
问题是每一个商店他所卖的东西都涨价。
So because of that, all the shops had to increase their price.
这个涨价是违反这个州。的法律。
But by increasing the price, they are against the law of the state.
因为这个州它有一个法律叫做反哄抬法。
The state has a law that is to counter the catastrophe of hurricane.
比如说有一袋的冰块本来卖2元的美元。
For example, a bag of ice cost $2.
那因为这个时候，他就卖10元美元。
And during that time, they increased the price up to $10.
涨价5倍。
They increased 5 times.
不是只有这个卖冰块的，几乎所有的商店都是这样涨价。
Not just the person selling the bag of ice, but every other shop start to increase their price.
百姓虽然心里低估，还是要买啊。
Even though there are a lot of unjust and they felt unfair, they still have to buy it.
但是重建家园之后，这些百姓就控告 啊、这些商店。
But after they rebuilt their house, they started to sue against, take the shops to the lawsuit.
他们违背啊、反哄抬法的法律。
Because they go against the law of to protect these people against hurricane.
结果胜诉。
And they win the law.
所以商店被罚$70,000。
They've been all the shops are being going to pay a fine of
70,000
US dollars.
卖冰块赚五倍，可是罚钱的时候罚$70,000。
Even though they're trying to mark up the price to sell five times the original price, they end up paying $70,000.
表面上事情就到这里结束了。
Seems like the story ends here.
但是有人站出来替商店来反应。
But some people, one person stand out and voice and use his voice to speak up for the shops.
这样公平吗？
Is this fair?
同样飓风扫过，你们家园毁了，我们的家也毁了。
When the hurricane comes, your house is destroyed and so is my house.
我为了服务大家，我没有重建家园，我先去制作冰块卖给你们。
Because instead of rebuilding my own house, I went and tried to sell you ice, a bag of ice.
多一点点的钱。
And I needed a little bit of more money.
不合理吗？
Isn't this unreasonable?
所以最后也没有结果。
Isn't this reasonable? So at the end, there's no results.
三方面都很不服气。
The three parties are all, they felt a lot of unjust.
百姓说，我们都已经很苦了，还跟我们在这个时候涨价。
The people said they're suffering, and yet at this point, the price has to be increased.
生意人说，我又不是办慈善机构，赚你一点点钱有关系吗？
The business perspective, I'm not a charity, and why can't I take a little bit more?
法院说我是依法办事，你们还有那么多意见吗？
The law says I am doing according to the justice, and why are you have so many opinions?
剩下了自己想。
And the rest is up for us to think.
同一件事情。
The same, to encounter the same situation.
不同的立场。
Everyone has different perspective.
就有不同的反应。
Everyone has different way of voicing their opinions.
因为大家都认为不公平。
Because everyone felt unjust.
那谁比较公平？
So who is more fair?
怎么做三方面才会认为是公平的？
And what to do to appease three parties that they can come to a common ground?
第二个实例。
The first situation.
曾经美军要去抓塔利班的宾拉登。
The U.S. military has to go and pursue after Bin Laden.
抓不到。
They failed to capture him.
透过秘密管道知道说，宾拉登这个时候大概躲在阿富汗的某个地方。
And through some secret agent, they found out that he was hiding in a little corner in Afghanistan.
派四个军人去。
They sent four army soldiers.
结果过没有几天。
Not after many days left.
这四个军人刚好碰上有两个牧羊人带了一个14岁的孩子，然后跟着100多只的羊群过来的。
And this four soldier met an army with a 14-year-old boy, and they were herding the flock.
在路上见面。
And they met each other on the road.
大家都很敏感哈。
Everyone's very sensitive.
所以尤其是军人哈。
Especially the army soldiers.
他想现在怎么处理。
They try to figure a way out.
因为我们已经被发现。
Because our identity has been discovered.
要把这三个人杀掉。
We have to kill these three persons.
还是放他走。
Or we just let them go.
还是先把他绑起来。
Or should we still, can we take them into, capture them first?
等任务结束再处理。
After the mission has completed, we will deal with them.
在那个短暂期间没有绳子可以绑。
In that short amount of time they have, there's no ropes to tie those people up.
所以只能二选一。
They only have to pick one out of two choices they had.
杀掉，放走。
either to kill or to release them.
他们四个人有两个意见。
Four people has two opinions.
所以后来投票。
So they voted.
好，赞成杀掉的。
Those who agreed to kill these people.
理由是对方是 spy， 是间谍。
Because they realize that they are spies and they've been discovered.
放他走，等一下就有人来杀我们了。
And if they release these people, other people will come and kill them.
反对的人说，我们是军人，所谓的军人就是训练有素，要带着武器。
The two other people that disagree said, we are trained soldiers and we have weapons.
他们只不过是牧羊人，而且还有一个小朋友。
And these people are just shepherds, and there's a young boy among them.
怎么可以军人拿武器杀掉手无寸铁的人呢？
How can soldier with who are armed with weapon kill the innocent?
这不是太残忍了吗？
Isn't this too cruel?
投票。
So they vote, they cast a vote.
四票有一票弃权。
One vote was denied. He did not cast.
所以是二比一。
So it's two against one.
赞成释放的两票，赞成杀掉的一票。
So two was voting for to release these people, and one voted to kill.
所以就放走了。
So they released these people.
经过一个半小时。
Within an hour and a half.
这四个军人发现不对劲了，旁边有将近一百个被一百个人的军队围住了。
Within an hour, they realized that they have been exposed and they are surrounded by 100 over soldiers.
马上通知附近的美军上来。
They immediately contact the U.S. soldiers to come and help them.
美军马上有那个直升机带着武器的直升机马上升天。
And immediately the helicopter carry those armed soldiers to ascend.Started to ascend.
结果当然是一场打仗，一场战争了哈。
And therefore, it started a battle.
结果，直升机被打下来。
And the helicopter was shot down.
死了十六个人。
16 people died.
这四个人，三个被打死的。
Out of the four people, that we mentioned, three people were dead.
剩下一个，赶快用逃的，走了十一公里。
One of the one remaining fled, and he ran for 11 kilometers.
身体受伤。
He was injured.
走了十一公里。
And he walked for 11 kilometers.
才脱困。
And he could
就是脱离这个险境。
Oh, then he escaped from the situation.
回到美国。
And he fled back to the U.S.
写了一本书。
He wrote a book.
书里面的内容。一直悔恨。
The content of his book was full of vengeance and bitterness.
我当时为什么要投那一票？说要把他释放的那一票呢
？Why did I cast a vote to release these people at that time？
我如果投杀掉了，那就是把他杀掉了。
If I voted to kill these people, it would have been done.
那或许我们十九个人就不会死掉了。
And because of that, maybe perhaps 19 of us would have survived.
或许杀掉之后，我们就有时间赶快逃掉了。
And after we killed them, there is time to escape.
所以他很恨自己所做的决定。
He was very bitter and resent his own choice.
一样自己去想。
And again, he let us think.
到底对还是不对？
Is this right or is this wrong?
到底杀还是不杀？
Whether to kill or not.
事情已经过去了。
This situation has already passed.
现在讲的都是，都是事后诸葛。
What he said was result in what already happened.
是还没有发生事情的时候，你怎么做决定
？Before something happened, what kind of choice you made or decision you made?
我们也从圣经讲两个实例。
And we can use the same situation that happened in the Bible.
请看创世纪三十八章。
Turn to Genesis chapter
38. 26节。
Verse 26.
创世纪三十八章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 38, verse 26. Verse 26. Judah recognized them and said, "She's more righteous than I, and since I wouldn't give her to my son, Shelah, and he did not sleep with her again."
我们谈公平正义。
We talk about justice and righteousness.
犹大跟他玛士，他玛士哈，犹大跟他的媳妇。
Judah and Tamar
两个人哪一个比较有公平，哪一个比较正义。
Who's more fair? Who's more full of justice?
他马是没有错吗？
Is Tamar not in the wrong?
但是犹大错在先。
But Judah was the one who was faulted first.
犹大有三个孩子。
Judah had three sons.
老大娶了他马是之后没有生孩子就死了。
The oldest son married Tamar, and he died with no child.
Tamar 是在嫁给小叔。
Tamar start to marry the second son, the youngest son.
小叔也死了。
And the second son died.
犹大吓一跳。
Judah was shocked.
所以就不敢将Tamar 是又给他的第三个孩子。
And because of that, he wouldn't give Tamar his third son.
所以就找个理由。请媳妇回到娘家。
He tried to find an excuse to send the daughter-in-law back to her mother's home.
犹大已经准备不让他第三个孩子娶他玛氏为妻。
Judah was prepared not to allow his third son to marry Tamar.
因为三十八章第十一节有这么说。
Because 38 verse 11 said this.
犹大害怕。
He was afraid.
他只有三个孩子。怎么会那么刚好两个孩子娶她都会死掉。
He only had three sons, and two of them who married Tamar had already died.
犹大疏忽了两件事。
There's two things that Judah was not paying attention to.
第一件。
The first thing.
你的两个儿子死的原因是什么？
What are the reasons that your son died?
就是三十八章第七节跟第十节说的。
It is written in Genesis chapter 38, verse 7 and verse 11.
在神眼中做为恶，所以神让他死掉。
Because they did wicked in the eyes of God, so God put them to death.
犹大，你有去想这个问题吗？
Judah did not ponder on this problem.
孩子的死亡跟媳妇有关系吗？
Is there any relation to the cause of his son's death with the daughter-in-law?
没有关系。
There's no connection.
那没有关系，你在怕什么？
If there's no connection, why is he afraid of?
第二个错误。
The second error he's done.
你就算不让你的老三娶他玛氏为妻。
So if you do not want your third son to marry Tamar,
你要办一些手续啊。
You have to do some paperwork.
我们稍微把它做一个连结到路德记去了。
If we do draw a connection all the way to the book of Ruth.
为什么当初波阿斯请路德等一会儿，他还去办一件事情
？Why did Boaz request Ruth to wait and do something?
到城门口去。
Wanted her Ruth to wait at the city gate.
就是法院呐。
This is according to law.
请那个。要娶路德的第一顺位的人来说明。
The person who is betrothed to Ruth has to come clear.
波阿斯是第二顺位。
Because Boaz is the second on the list.
除非那个第一顺位的至亲放弃选择路德为妻的，才轮到波阿斯。
Unless the first person betrothed to Ruth has given up and given up on marriage, then Boaz has the next.
但这个、
In turn to marry her.
这个要办手续。
But this has to be according to the law and paperwork.
波阿斯就是办这个手续。
And Boaz had did the right thing in fulfilling this procedure.
所以第一顺位跟第二顺位都到法院去办手续。
So the first person and the second person who wants to marry Ruth went to the court.
第一顺位的决定放弃权利。
The person that betrothed to Ruth has given up.In marrying Ruth,
鞋子脱下来。
He took off his, he removed his shoes.
这叫做脱鞋之家。
It means to the symbol of removing his shoes.
表示你放弃这个权利。
That means to give up the rights and the entitlement.
这个权利才轮到波阿斯。
And then this entitlement will therefore come upon Boaz.
波阿斯才娶路德为妻。
And therefore Boaz can marry Ruth as his wife.
我们不知道创世纪那个年代是不是这样。
We do not know if it's the same way in the book of Genesis, during the time of Genesis.
但是重点是要办手续啊。
But the most the key point is to fulfill everything according to procedure.
你犹大要去做合理的处理。
Judah has to do accordingly in terms of the law.
你不能这样推卸责任。
He cannot push the responsibility to somebody else.
那他玛是呢？
What about Tamar?
你怎么可以用欺骗手段骗你的公公呢？
And how can you use deceitfulness to deceive your father-in-law?
这站在人的立场说的哈。
This is standing in the perspective of a human being.
人与人之间之所以会吵架，就是这个样子。
The between man and man argument started is because of reason like this.
犹大说他玛是的不对，他玛是可以讲犹大的不对。
Each one of them point fingers at each other who's wrong.
请问到底哪一个对？
Then who is correct?
怎么说大家都说对方不对？
Because everyone keeps saying the other person is wrong.
最后是犹大承认，圣经讲他承认说他玛是比我更有义。
At the end, Judah has to admit that Tamar is more righteous than him.
这个就是公义。
This is righteousness and justice. 我们再
讲第二个实例再来说明。
Let's bring it, mention another incident.
撒母耳记上二十四章。
First Samuel, chapter 24.
十六节十七节。
16 and 17.
撒母耳记上二十四章十六节十七节。
First Samuel chapter 24, 16 and 17. 16. When David finished saying this, Saul asked, Is that your voice, David, my son? And he wept aloud. Verse 17. You are more righteous than I, he said. You have treated me well, but I have treated you badly.
这是一个对，一个不对。
There's one person that's correct, and the other person is in the wrong.
扫罗为什么要追杀大卫
？Why did Saul pursue and go after David？
大卫到底做错什么事
？What is it that David has done wrong？
所以很明显的，扫罗是不对的。
It's very clear that Saul is in the wrong。
但是大卫有几次机会可以把扫罗杀掉
？There are many opportunities that David could have killed Saul。
大卫不敢动手。
But David did not lay his hands on him。
他说扫罗是神的受膏者，他。不配，他没有资格把他杀掉。
Because David redeemed Saul as anointed one by the Lord, and he did not feel that he's fit to kill him.
问题是大卫你不杀他，扫罗会杀你哦。
The problem is if David spares Saul, Saul is going to come after you and kill you instead.
如果你是大卫，你要不要杀
？If you are David, will you kill Saul?
你不杀扫罗，你就要付上代价。
If you don't kill Saul, then you have to pay a price.
逃命逃到。扫罗死掉。
You have to flee and be on pursuit for the rest of your life until Saul is dead.
不然就逃命，逃到你大卫自己死掉。
Or you flee to the point that you die.
这叫做代价。
And this is the price to pay.
是后来扫罗自己发现的。
This is one thing that Saul realized later on.
扫罗放声大哭。
He wept aloud.
我错了。
I am in the wrong.
大卫比我公义。
David's more righteous than I.
因为我以恶待他，他以善待我。
I treated him with evil, but in return, he treated me well.
这圣经里面这两个实例，实际的状况。
These true living examples that's in the Bible.
要告诉我们。
It is to tell us.
今天我们追求公平正义。
Today we pursue after justice and righteousness.
是从自己做起。
We have to start from ourselves.
不是要求别人。
We do not require other people to do so.
不管是双方都错。
Even though two people may be in the wrong.
还是一方错，一方对。
One person is in the wrong, the other person is right.
大卫怎么要求自己？
David requests of himself.
他今天如果要把扫罗杀掉，机会多得很。
If he wants to kill Saul today, he has plenty of opportunities.
他不敢啊。
But he dare not do so.
虽然他没有错。
Even though he knows he's not in the wrong.
但是这个公平正义不是由我处理。
But he knows that to handle justice and righteousness does not lie in his own hands.
所以米迦书六章八节就这么说了。
So in Michael chapter
一个与神同行的人
In the book of Michael, it says that a person who walk with God
行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心
A person who is full of mercy and compassion of heart.
公义、怜悯、谦卑。
Righteous, peace, mercy, and humility.
这种人才有资格跟神同行。
Only such person has the, has the qualities to walk with God.
那什么叫做行公义啊？
And what is to carry out righteousness and justice?
不是要求对，不是要求别人呢。
It is not to require of others.
圣经的意思是要求自己耶。
The Bible requires that of us.
不管谁对谁错。
No matter who's right and who's wrong.
要求自己。
We require this of ourselves.
大卫是对的。
David is correct, he's right.
他也是要求自己啊。
He still requests and requires of himself.
我不能害死他。
I cannot cause death upon Saul.
我不能把扫罗杀掉。
I cannot kill Saul.
他可以杀掉他吗？
Can he kill Saul?
站在人的立场可以杀啊。
In the perspective of man, he can totally kill Saul.
撒母耳已经高他为王了。
Samuel has already anointed David as king.
神已经放弃扫罗了。
God has given up on Saul.
我大卫怎么可以 不能杀掉扫罗呢？
Why is it that I cannot kill Saul at this point?
这是人的观念啊。
This is just the perspective of a man.
但是大卫有信仰观念啊。
But David had a perspective of faith.
同样受膏者。
He's also the anointed one by God.
既然叫做受膏者，就是神给他的。
And because he's been anointed, this is what God has entrusted to him.
虽然他表现不好。
Even though Saul might not perform well.
可是我大卫有这个权利把他杀，把扫罗杀掉吗？
But does David has this authority to kill Saul?
要求公平正义不是要求对方。
To request for justice and righteousness is not to require the other person to do so.
是要求自己。
But it is to require of yourself.
什么叫做公义？
What is justice?
两句话。
There's two words describe this.
行为正确。
Your walks and your ways are correct and accurate.
行为行事正当。
Your exemplary behavior.Are proper.
就是自己要表现 得体啊。
That means you have to present yourself in a proper way.
处理事情要有正当性。
When you deal with cases and incidents, you have to dealt with accordingly.
这叫做公义。
This means righteousness.
稍微看圣经怎么解释。
Let's see what the Bible describes.
请看以西结书十八章。
To Ezekiel chapter 18,
十八章二十一节。
Verse 21.
以西结书十八章二十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21. But if a wicked man turns away from all the sins he has committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die.
行正直与合理的事。
A person who is committed and keeps all his decrees.
这叫做。
Does what is right.Just and right.
这叫做公义。
This means righteousness.
我们来看诗篇八十五篇。
Turn to Psalms 85.
第十节。
Verse 10.
跟第十一节。
Verse 11.
诗篇八十五篇第十节、十一节。
Psalms 85, verse 10. Love and faithfulness meets together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Verse 11.Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven.
第十节的意思。
The meaning of verse 10?
有诚实。我们本身要有诚实。
We have to have the honesty in ourselves.
神的慈爱就临到我们。
God's love will come upon us.
我们要行公义。
We have to perform righteousness.
神的平安就临到我们。
God's peace will come upon us.
十一节这么说。
Verse 11 tells us.
诚实由地而生。
Right, faithfulness springs forth from the earth.
人活在这个世界上。
When a person lives in this world.
本分就是诚实。
His duty, solely duty, is to be faithful and honest.
诚实面对自己。
To be honest to himself.
公义由天而现。
Righteousness will be manifested from heaven.
公义是从天来的。
Righteousness comes from heaven.
不要太期待这个世界上有什么公义。
Do not look forward to the righteousness in this world.
所以你会等到死都等不到。
Because you might come to the point of death and you still cannot find righteousness in this world. Because righteousness dwells in you.
你行公义就有公义了。
When you perform righteousness, there will be righteousness.
你不行公义就看不到公义了。
But if you don't exercise righteousness, you cannot see righteousness.
不用太期待别人行公义。
You do not have to look forward to other people performing righteousness.
从自己做起就好了。
It all begins from yourself.
最后我们看主耶稣怎么说。
Lastly, we see how the Lord Jesus said,
路加福音13章,
Luke chapter 13,
第一节到第五节,
verse 1 to 5.
路加福音13章, 第一节到第五节,
Luke chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. Verse 1. Now there was some present at the time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifice. Verse 2. Jesus answered, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffer the way. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
耶稣时代也发生这两个社会事件。
During Jesus' time, it happened with the societal problem.
有人将这个消息告诉耶稣。
Some people told Jesus about this news.
耶稣听一听。
When Jesus hear this,
你们怎么有这个说法呢?
Why do you have the saying?
这些被陷害的加利利人,
These people, the Galileans, were being framed.
这些被压死的耶路撒冷的人,
and these people who are being oppressed in Jerusalem.
西罗亚罗压死倒塌压死了18个人.
The Tower of Siloam has fell and killed 18 people.
主耶稣说, 你们认为这被压死的人比在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗?
Do you feel like the people who being crushed by the tower has more sin than the people in Jerusalem.
你们认为这个被陷害的加利利人比众加利利人更有罪吗?
Do you feel like these people who are being framed has more sin than other Galileans?
耶稣为什么这样说?
Why did Jesus say that?
因为犹太人有刻板印象、刻板观念、固定的观念。
Because the Galileans has a very specific mindset.
你遇到灾难。
Whenever they face sufferings,
你绝对是得罪神,
they always tend to feel like they have transgressed and sinned against God.
所以神在处罚你呢?
And therefore God is punishing them.
所以你遇到灾难, 要悔改,
Whenever they face suffering and disaster, they have to repent.
约伯跟三个朋友就是这个最典型的例子。
Job and his three friends are the typical example of such a mindset.
三个朋友一直指责约伯。
The three friends of Job keep rebuking him.
其实三个朋友也不知道约伯到底做了哪些好事，哪些坏事啊。
But his three friends has no idea what Job has done, whether it's good or it's bad.
但约伯没有做过坏事啊。
But Job has never done anything wrong.
但是他们一直指责约伯，你绝对有得罪神的地方。
But they keep rebuking and criticizing him that there are some areas he must have done to sin against God.
本来约伯 为善不以人知，他做很多善事，但他从来没有讲过。
Job has done many charitable things that he did not make mention of.
后来受不了了。
And he finally could not take it.
被三个朋友一直指责，他受不了。
And he could not no longer bear with his friend's criticism and judging him.
所以很自然的，他就开始数算他做什么好，做哪一些好事。
So very naturally, he started to count of all the good deeds that he has done.
他说：“孤儿寡妇有多少人受到我的帮助？”
How many often and widows have gained help from me?
这个就是犹太人的观念。
And this is the mindset of a Jew.
犹太人还有另外一个观念。
And they also have another concept.
像哥林多前书1章22节说的。
Just like Corinthians that said in the book of Corinthians.
你跟犹太人讲道理。
If you reason with the Jew.
他会跟你讲神迹拿过来看看。
They will want to prove with signs and miracles.
所以马太福音12章38节。
So Matthew chapter 12 verse 23.
文士法利赛人,
the scribe and the Pharisees.
要耶稣显个神迹给他看。
They want Jesus to perform a miracle to show them.
16章第一节。
Chapter 16 verse 1.
法利赛人跟撒都该人要耶稣从天上显个神迹给他看。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees want Jesus to perform a miracle from heaven to show them.
为什么一直强调神迹?
Why do they keep emphasizing on miracles and signs?
因为主耶稣说我是从天上来的。
Because Lord Jesus told them that he has a descent from heaven.
我是神啊。
I am God.
哇, 平常我们在其他地方这样讲，大概没有人会有什么反应了。
If we said that in a normal circumstances, not many people has a strong reaction.
但是你对犹太人讲说你是神是不得了的话。
But if you tell the Jews that you're God, it is something that they cannot take it.
一定要送到公会。
You will be called to the law and the courts.
就是宗教法庭。
You will be facing the religious sector.
绝对要把你判死刑。
They will apply death sentence to you.
所以这些人就是要要求耶稣。
So these people require of Jesus.
你一定要显个神迹给我们看。
That he has to perform a miracle to show them.
证明你是从天来的。
To testify that he has come from heaven.
当然，主耶稣不理他们啊。
Of course, the Lord Jesus disregarded what they said.
因为平常主耶稣就在行神迹了。
Because normally the Lord Jesus has already performed miracles.
我为什么要你要求我才做呢？
Why is it that when you ask me to, I have to do it?
你算什么东西啊？
Who are you, these people?
所以主耶稣也不理他们。
So the Lord Jesus disregard these people.
该怎么办就怎么办啊。
And he just ignore them.
我跟你们讲说我是神，我从天上来的，你不信。
I told you that I came from heaven and I am God and you do not believe.
我平常行的神迹奇事，医病赶鬼，那是什么？
All the miracles that I have done on earth, casting the demon, healing the sick, what do you call that?
这就是犹太人的刻板观念。
And this is why the Jews are very stubborn in their concept.
神迹。
For miracles and signs.
患难。
For suffering and persecution.
你怎么会得到患，你怎么会面对患难，那你绝对得罪神。
And whenever you face suffering, that means you have sinned against God.
所以这些人来告诉耶稣的社会事件。
These people came to tell Jesus about what's happening.
他们的态度就是这个样子。
And this is how they behave.
那十八个被压死的。
The 18 people who have been crushed to death by the Tower of Siloam.
主耶稣说，你认为那个十八个被压死的比众耶路撒冷的人，比耶路撒冷的人还有罪吗？
Do you think they were more guilty than the people who are living in Jerusalem?
意思他们是该死的，是不是？
Are you telling me that these people deserve to die?
他们有罪。
They have sin.
主耶稣要问说，你们没有罪吗？
Does it mean that you do not have sin?
你们若不悔改，
If you do not repent,
都要如此灭亡。
You will all perish as well.
不要只有看到别人不要只有看到别人的不对。
Do not only see the wrong and the fault in others.
五十步笑百步，差不多啦，都一样啊。
Everyone is the same.
所以我们今天要谈公平正义。
So today we talk about justice and righteousness.
我们今天想要得到从神来的平安。
We want to derive this peace that comes from God.
从自己做起。
We have to start from ourselves first.
行公义。
We have to perform righteousness.
诚实面对自己。
We have to be honest and be at peace with ourselves.
绝对有平安，绝对看到公义。
Then we can see peace and we can see justice.
唱诗。
Sing him.
434首。
434.